Morning, Andrew.
Paul, it's interesting. We're just talking to Adrian just about this two-year-old race on Saturday at Randwick. It's an intriguing one, just even off the nominations. What do you think the stable runs here?
Look, both horses are accepted. Going to accept in both places, Strasbourg and Creator. So, you know, a bit of Barry draw and things like that will come into play. But, yeah, we'll just have to wait and see tomorrow.
Yep, understand. You've trialled Creator since the Clarendon win there at Hawkesbury. Is the colt, you know, headed in the right direction for you?
Yeah, certainly. Certainly is. Worked solid again. They both worked together actually this morning, them two boys. And, you know, very happy with how they're working at home. And it looks ideal, sort of stepping stone for both of them. Obviously, with Creator, he's definitely going to be better suited once he gets up to a mile. And, obviously, then in Strasbourg, it just depends on how well he hits the line through that 1400. He was pretty unlucky against Dubious the other day. Thought if on it, you know, even playing field and get there even lucky, he probably nearly wins.
I'm just getting the market up for the JJ Atkins. Strasbourg is in the market but not nominated. Is it something you're looking at? Something that, like Saturday, I'll tell you a bit more about if you get to a mile?
100%. He'll be sort of marked pretty sternly on how he hits the line there on Saturday, whether it be Sydney or Brisbane.
Yep, okay. But they're both in good order, listening to you off the gallops this morning. I guess the other interesting one from the gallops this morning would have been Brave Song. You had it in the Kingsford Smith Cup, but the stable have made the decision not to run there.
Yeah, well, just saving for the week after the first. Looks like a lovely race on paper, and it should be very competitive in a Group 2 sprint race up there. So we'll save him for there.
Okay, I'm just getting the calendar out, mate. So June 1, is it?
Yeah, I think it's called the Morton Cup.
Oh, the Morton Cup. Yep, the old Morton Cup. So that's where Brave Song goes. Military Zone's headed for up there. Everything's good?
Yeah, he's going terrific. Just got dragged out of the race early with no tempo there at Scone, and yeah, I thought he ran terrific. I think you're going to get run down by a slender margin or the on-pace horse there who dictated, and yep, it was a mighty effort. The horse has got really good gears. He's starting to reach his potential now. And just, you know, obviously Barry Jaws helps him. He can lay up in the first, probably two or three pairs closer in the run, and that makes all the world of difference for him. So he's going to go up there. James McDonald takes the ride again, and he knows him extremely well. So, no, very happy with him.
Righto. And Signor Fox is headed for the Fred Best as well. Does it run?
Yeah, he'll go up there as well. Similar sort of boat with him. He's just got dragged too far back the other day, and his closing sectionals were very good. So, look, both horses are quality colts, and they're heading the right way.
I know entries are done week by week, but I see Quilista's entered for a 1,300. Any thought of backing up?
Yeah, massive thought. She'll take a place. She's tough as nails. She's come through that run, but she hasn't been around. So she's entered for that broodmare sale. And there's always, you know, the new owners to race on. She's ready to go. There's a couple of other races that she can run in before if they wish to head to stud with it. But she's in very good order and very happy with her, you know, post the weekend.
Well, her ability to lead and then quicken, and I think one of the rare horses to break 34 home, I mean, that tells us just how strong she was on the weekend.
Look, I think the main aspect of her and how she's racing at the moment is just how she's relaxing through that midsection. She was always a type that would begin hard, then race hard and just keep going, where I think she's the conservation of that energy in that mid race there, just allowing her to run home in a strong section, which she done on Saturday. So, and carried 60. She gave the second and the third horse 6 kilos, only back on the limit, those two horses. So that was a pretty good effort.
Yeah, it was for sure. So Quilista certainly backing up. So you're going to have, you know, four or five runners up there Saturday?
Yeah, no, it should be hopefully be a good day for us.
Just before I let you go, just a couple more on Randwick. I thought so. Resuming on the weekend.
Yeah. Look, he's worked this morning like he's going to run, and we'll definitely be accepting. He's come back off a a little bit of a break, and he certainly trialled up well, so very happy with how he looks. He's sort of, you know, probably a June stakes a fortnight after, and then we'll see what happens after there, but he's working well at home.
And what about Moss Trip?
Yeah, Moss Trip, we're at a bit of a crossroads with her. Obviously, Saturday's going to tell us a bit more if we do head up north or we pull the pin. So I think a lot will determine sort of how her performance rates on Saturday.
Okay. And today, Kembler rocketing to win. What about it from a nice draw?
Yeah, nice draw helps. It's got too far back the other day and worked home quite well. So off the better draw, hopefully Tommy can get him into a nice spot and he can give himself every chance.
Righto, that's race 3, number 5, rocketing to win. Hey, Paul, I say it regularly and I want to say it again to all our contributors. We regularly get the major stables on, but from yours truly, and I know Sean and the rest of the team, we thank all of the participants for coming on at all different times and helping our listeners have a bet and for your information. Thanks a lot, mate. Really appreciate it.
Good as gold. Talk to you soon.